This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb at EAA AirVenture 2015, and I'm talking with Sean Elliott. He's the Vice President for...
Vice President of EAA for Advocacy and Safety.
Thank you. And he's one of the guys who's in charge of starting this new project where they're trying to get the members and other people in GA to help come up with some good ideas for safety for all the pilots out there. So, Sean, thanks for talking to us, and why don't you tell us a little bit about how this thing all developed?
Sure, Mary. Well, it's a really exciting initiative, and it's a key initiative for the organization. Over the last 6 months, we have worked to develop what we're calling the Founders Innovation Prize. It's a competition for our members and those within the experimental amateur built community in particular, because of the freedoms that they have in that world and the ability to innovate without the constraints of, you know, technical standards orders or parts manufacturing approval. That they've got a lot of freedoms that standard category aircraft don't necessarily have, that we are asking them to step up to the plate and compete for innovative low-cost solutions to help reduce significantly loss of control accidents.
Now, the FAA has said that that's the number one safety problem for GA airplanes, right?
It is. Right now, it's just north of 40% of all fatal accidents for GA, unfortunately, are due to loss of control. And there's a variety of reasons. But at the core, it's really the pilot's inability to continue the flight path as intended, and thus having an accident. And that's what we're really looking to curb. If you look at controlled flight into terrain accidents, which 15 years ago was a very, very big deal, we had a lot of general aviation pilots running into things, and there were a myriad of reasons. There have been several innovative things. Probably the top of the list would be your handheld GPS with terrain avoidance that have significantly impacted those accidents. And they're literally a non-factor today. They're very rare. Those accidents very rarely happen. We would like to see the EA community do things and bring things forward in this competition that have much the same impact.
So do you see these as most likely to be technological fixes, or are there other ways to address the issue?
There's a multitude of ways, but we're being very careful not to constrain ourselves with too tight of guardrails. We really want to make sure that it could be a pilot situational awareness enhancement. It could be an automated response. It could be a combination of those things. We're really looking forward to seeing what the creative minds of the EAA world, and we know they're out there. We have a legacy of leading the way in safety and innovation. We're looking forward to seeing what those minds bring forward in the way of ideas to make a true impact and improve our safety record.
Okay, so how is this going to work? The whole project lasts for a year, right? And it's going to finish up at AirVenture next year.
It is for our first competition, and we will continue this competition in various forms and themes past that year. But for this first run, it's a year-long competition. Entrants will be allowed to be submitted starting October 1. For more information, we actually have an email address set up, foundersinnovationprize@eaa.org. And, you know, over the next, and that'll be available starting August 1st, that email address. Starting October 1st, we'll actually begin accepting submissions, and our members and teams of our members will be allowed to enter their concept, their designs, their ideas, and then finalize that into a final submission that'll be due next spring, a date yet to be announced. And from there, the final five will be narrowed down, the five finalists, if you will. And the goal and the plan is to have those final five come to AirVenture 2016. And we're going to do a program at Theater in the Woods with Bert Rutan as our chief judge and a panel of four other judges along with Bert that are well-known aviation celebrities. We'll be slowly announcing those throughout the year to continue to build the excitement. And we're going to have those folks actually make their final presentation, very much like the program Shark Tank, where it'll be dynamic and interactive. We'll have a lot of critiquing going on, and obviously for the really good ideas, some applause and accolades as well. But at the end of that process, the judges will then get together and by the end of AirVenture make the announcement of who is the winner of this Founders Innovation Prize. And it's a significant prize package. We have a $25,000 first place prize. So this is serious. A $10,000 second place prize and a $5,000 third place prize.
Okay, so then does EAA have any plans beyond that as far as would they help the person to develop this idea, or is that pretty much the end of the the program?
Well, it's not the end of the program, but we are specifically staying in the realm of facilitating this competition and then providing the judging and the rule parameters that will be rolled out here in the next few months that go along with that. As far as promotion, the EAA mechanisms of sport aviation and our website, that alone will certainly give tremendous exposure to these individuals and these teams as well as their ideas. So it's very much along the same lines as some of the reality programming you see, where people wind up having their ideas really hit it big. And who knows, it might be the second place idea that winds up being the real big seller down the road, but we certainly are excited to see the EA membership and the EA community bring their ideas to the table and really do something that can truly, truly make an impact in safety. That's the key. That's what EA does best. We actually do things that make impact rather than just talk about it.
Okay, that sounds great. And it's not limited to EAA members, is that right?
Well, the rules are set up that you are free to enter if you're an EAA member. And if you're not an EAA member, you can still enter, but there's a $40 entrance fee. And oh, by the way, you'll get an EAA membership with it.
Okay, that sounds pretty fair. Okay, I think we pretty well covered it. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just that, we are really excited about this, and there's a lot of energy, and a lot of people are interested in getting behind it, and it's going to be really fun to watch over the next year, so please stay tuned for more.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you, Mary.